Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
I said, "Hey, baby, you want a piece of me?" You know what she said to me?
Are you ready to rock?
Here we go!
Go, go!
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
Oh, God. New blazes. Out of radio business. I put up with your shenanigans out front for a week, Mr. Brown.
Green.
All right, Mr. Green, what do you want now?
I'm your DJ, man.
For you, call the police.
God damn, y'all got some hospitality issues around this mother.
I've been hoodwinked.
You are out of your mind. You think I'm gonna put this person on the air,
sir? I know this is unorthodox.
Unorthodox? It's insane.
Sir, hear me out. This man has a unique voice. I just have a feeling.
I have much more than just a feeling.
Sir, we need to put somebody on the air in the next 2 minutes or we go black.
Black, black, black. All right, one show, one shot. I want you on the air with me. You can introduce him. I'll be watching and listening to every word, young man. You watch your language on the air.
Yow's on.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad Westmar, harmonized by Mr. Todd Sheets
and
Magic Matt there on the other end. How are you this evening, Magic Matt?
I'm doing all right.
It's great to have you. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? When this show airs, Thanksgiving will be over. I will be hungover myself, actually. Yeah.
I can't wait for any post-traumatic stories from you.
Yes,
Thanksgiving.
We'll have one the next week. So definitely, yeah. Definitely so. And of course, in a few more weeks, I'll announce my special Christmas gift, holiday gift to our Westmar Nation listening audience. Can we please turn the echo off, if you will, please? Thank you, Todd Sheets. No, I said turn it off, please. But don't do that. Don't do that. Don't stop. All right. That's enough.
I love this job more than I love taffy.
Let's begin tonight's show, taking you back again, Matt, to another one of my favorite classic clips from the Jerky Boys.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes.
And my eyes are going crazy.
Okay, well, let me pull your record card. Hold on, please.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Rosenberg, I don't have a record card on you. Where did you buy your glasses? Sure it was here?
Yes, I did. And do you wear glasses?
No, where did you buy them?
At your place, then.
What address did you go to?
It's the one right in the city there. I don't quite remember.
Well, there's a lot in the city, and sometimes people get confused. I don't have a record card on you. How long ago did you buy it here?
About 4 days, and my eyes is going crazy.
And Mr. Rosenberg, I don't believe you bought it at this office, because I'm the only one here. I don't wear glasses, and if it was 4 days ago, I would have remembered you. And I don't, and I don't have a record card on you. Did you go to the Empire State Building?
I went to the Empire State Building, and I can't see so good.
So you went to see Dr. King?
Yeah, but he's an ass. I couldn't see so good from the Empire State Building.
Well, would you like to make an appointment to come in and see us?
I went to the observatory because of these glasses. I can't see, goddammit.
Okay, would you like to come in and see us?
Sure.
Okay. We're at 30 East 60th Street.
3578th Street. Okay.
No, we're at 330.
Okay.
East 60th Street.
All right. Should I bring all my glasses with me?
You need an examination.
And all my glasses?
Mr. Rosenberg, do you need an examination?
Okay.
Do you need an examination?
All right.
Yeah, all right. You need an appointment.
Right. And I'll bring all my shoes and my glasses with me. So I have them.
Mr. Rosenberg.
Sure.
Do you want to see the ophthalmologist?
Right.
You need an appointment.
I'm sorry.
You need an appointment.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I'll have my girl make an appointment for you to see the doctor. Okay, do you have the address?
Fantastic, then.
You have the address?
Yes.
Let's see. What room?
I don't know. You say 3587?
No, 30 East 60th Street.
30 East 60th Street. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you need an appointment. Hold on.
Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Barbara.
Hello? Barbara?
Yes, I have to make an appointment with you, sir. Where would you like to come in?
Whenever you want me to, honey. Whatever's good for you.
You want to come in tomorrow?
Sure, if you're free.
Yes, okay. You can come in at 12 o'clock.
Okay, honey, baby. All right?
Yes.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You know, that just, it makes me want to sing a song. I love Saul Rosenberg, though. You remember that one, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I bring my shoes and my glasses. Remember this song? Karaoke here. Yeah. I know Todd's got it now.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
That was that song.
Yeah. 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 Remember the words. Oh, wow, man. What do you think the teacher's going to look like this year? Right? Is that how it goes?
Oh, man. Something like that.
Yeah, class dismissed! Ooh. Right? Oh, yeah! How's it going? Teacher got me screaming. Teacher, don't you see? Go ahead, Todd. Don't want to be no uptown.
Ooh. We don't know the words, so we'll just make them up.
Oh, no, you know the broken rule. I think of all the education that I missed, but then my homework was never quite like this. Oh!
Got it bad. I'm hot for teacher.
Whoa!
Oh, I got it bad, so bad. I'm hot for teacher.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Not bad.
I'm not tardy. Hey!
I brought my pencil!
Who stole my tots?
Give me something to write on, man. Class dismissed again?
God!
I don't remember the words.
Yeah.
I'll print the lyrics off next time.
Maybe I could go to hell,
but I am doing well. Teacher needs to see me after school. I think of all the education that I missed, but then my homework was never quite like this.
Got it bad, got it bad, got it bad. I'm hot for teacher.
Whoa.
I got it bad, so bad. I'm hot for teacher.
Oh, God.
Ow!
Oh, what a great way to open the show. I think we should open up the show every week now with the karaoke. What do you think? I think. Matt, you like it, don't you?
Karaoke with Todd.
Why not? You can always join us, but we have a little bit of a timing factor with you.
Yeah, it just screws it
we
up.
We learned that during the Grease songs.
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah. It's a good studio guitarist, though, doing the solos. Yeah.
Got it bad. So bad.
Oh. Oh, man, I forgot the words again.
Oh, I need a pencil.
Hey, man, smell my finger. That's what they would say, something like that in Van
it's
Halen.
Terrifying.
I know.
Ugh.
All right. We're going to bring it home, baby.
bad, got it bad.
I'm hot for teacher. Call me Wolfgang. Whoa.
Ow, I got it bad.
Oh, yes, I'm hot. Oh, yes, I'm hot. No, it's oh, yes, I'm hot.
Oh,
oh. Oh, yes, I'm hot. Oh, yes, I'm hot. Oh, yes, I'm hot. Oh, yes, I'm hot. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody give me some Pringles.
Oh, welcome to the Brad Westmar Show, and that's what you call an intro to a podcast.
That was longer than 30 seconds, though, Brad.
I'm sorry.
And I learned that you should never go longer than 30 seconds.
My wife would prefer I go longer than 30 seconds. Ding, 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 ding. Never mind. So, Matt, not supposed to talk too much about our personal lives, but what's been going on with you? You guys ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we're ready. Yeah. Brother and sister coming into town, so it's good to see him.
Good. That'll be good.
It's been a while.
Do you think your brother and you will have a drink?
Probably. If we go out, mm-hmm. we will. I'm sure we will at some point.
Where do you go out?
Just wherever. You know, restaurant.
Jim's. Bob Rose.
No. Oh, no. We're classier than that.
Applebee's.
Like Applebee's or Chili's.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Hey, just so you know, too, not that you have to do this, but waiting for my invite for the holidays. So, you know, I'll be back in town. And
well, yeah, you have yet to tell me when you'll be back in town.
Oh, same time as always, New Year's. Barring any weather problems.
You know what I smell? I smell bonus carrot cake.
Oh, Kathy.
My mom gets wind that you're going to be around. She will make you a cake. She was just talking about it the other day. She was asking when your birthday was.
Oh.
She goes, I'm going to make him a cake. Send it down there.
We, God love her. We've joked about this on this show. I got to say, I did something to make, I know she's nice to everybody, okay? But let's be honest here. I mean, I hold a special place in her heart.
You do.
I don't know why, but I appreciate that. It means
a lot. You're one of her favorites.
I'm so glad to hear that. It's because I didn't serve you any booze when you were underage. That's why.
I think, yeah, you took good care of me.
Yeah.
That was my first job down there at the radio station. I was 16.
Yeah.
You know, we hung out for a couple years, you know, working together for a couple years. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, you know, I think she appreciated that.
And also, let's be honest, too. I mean, although you're not going to give me credit, I take some partial credit for the fact that you didn't marry the first Stacy in your life.
Why is that?
I don't know why. I don't really take credit for it. I just,
all the warnings were pumped into my head.
Yeah, I never warned
don't
you.
Don't do this.
No.
Don't do this.
Let's be honest. There was nothing wrong with her until she cracked, right? I mean, it's kind of like...
Which one?
The first one.
You know,
the original.
Mine cracked or yours cracked?
Oh, I'm talking about yours. No, I'm saying is that I take partial credit for the fact that you didn't marry your first one.
Okay. Yeah.
We already know about my ex-wife and the fact that I was stupid. So
this is Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
But I'm talking about Stacy, the first Stacy. Stacy Jr.
Yeah. Stacy 1.
Stacy 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was she enjoyed the college life. Maybe a little too much.
I didn't see that coming though.
I kind of did. But now that I look back on it, I maybe was in a little bit of a denial, but the warning signs were there.
It does happen. It does happen.
And it was for the best.
Yeah. And it makes me now, that's true. It was for the best. You're in a better place now. And it makes me worry about Dino Dan quite a bit. I'm a little
worried. Well, Dino Dan's not, you know, 18 years old, though, is he?
Not much older than that, though.
Jeeves?
I think about Jeeves' age, somewhere in there. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like our key demographic.
See, I can't get these guys on the horn. I mean, I would love to talk to Dino Dan about his personal life, but I don't think he wants to. So,
yeah. Well, maybe he can leave us a message.
Brandon.
On the hotline.
On the hotline. Which, by the way, good point. Let's bring that
Thank
up
you.
Right now. Call the voicemail hotline anytime if you would like to leave us a voicemail for the show. That's it, 209-877-7210. It's also listed on bradwestmar.com, where you can get all of your exciting news, information, and bloggy weird stuff on there, like the entire 13 minutes of Hardware Wars is also available on bradwestmar.com. So you can always check that out, or send us an email anytime at brad@bradwestmar.com. It's probably the best, quickest way to send us an email. Matt, you don't have an actual email through the show. We need to get you one of those. Well,
yeah.
When Brandon hears this show in about 9 months, I will. I'm asking him now, Brandon, please set up matt@bradwestmar.com and then get with Matt or I so we can have it forwarded to Matt's home personal email there, so it can be forwarded there. So I think Jared still has one, and Jared hasn't been on the show since 1994. So but I think it's still on there. It's listed on the website. So
well, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, you know, my own email by the 4th of July.
That nobody will see.
I won't get any messages on it.
Right, but you'll have it in July.
I'll have it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And, of course, you can check us out on Twitter. You can check Matt out at Real Magic, at Real Magic Matt, and me at Brad Westmar. And we've also got, of course, jackalope.radio.com. And you can find us on Facebook / Westmar Nation, facebook.com/ Westmar Nation. So if something trips your trigger, you want to mention something to us when you're listening to the show, make a note and contact us in some way, shape, or form. And we'll probably talk about you on the air a little bit. So.
And I've been doing a lot better job of checking Twitter lately.
Good for you.
So I at least, you know, I may not tweet a whole lot, but I do make sure that I respond to everyone. Because yeah. I was kind of bad there through no fault of my own, because I wasn't getting my email notifications through because of Twitter.
Which was a little weird, yeah, that yeah, it wasn't happening, but you know, yeah.
I'm checking it more. I check it now a couple times a day, so.
Good.
We're good.
Good. Good. Good for you. So, Todd, real quick before we take a break. Because we're going to take a break and we're going to have a special guest here on the show. It's funny that we're talking about your mom here on the show, because we're going to call my mom here shortly. And Todd, tell me a little bit. Last week on the show, we discussed a few of our wonderful podcast advice, podcasting tips. And we might not read any more right now unless we have time a little bit later. But you had talked off the air that you just think it'd be best that these podcast awards are BS. In your mind.
They are BS. I mean, anyone that, you know, they make up their own.
Well, and the thing is, too, I didn't notice this. I didn't know this at the time, and I'm not sure if the nominations were handled this way. If they were, I didn't catch it. Therefore, I didn't tell our four listeners to do this. But I know that the voting right now that's going on, you can vote every day. So it's not, you know, you can go and vote for The Audacity to Podcast with Daniel J. Lewis every day, one time for him. So if Todd goes and votes, that, you know, for the next 52 weeks, it's going to be, you know, times 7, it's going to be 350 votes, 354 votes, or 364 votes, okay? Well, that's not cool either. I mean, how about one vote?
Exactly.
You know, number one. And number two, your point is we should just go ahead and do our own thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, anyone can start up a podcast awards thing. All you got to do is put awards out there, and everybody, like, loses their mind, scrambling. And the fact that, you know, I'm not trying to be mean to anybody here, but being in the business for as long as we have, you know, the fact that I see shows that do have more than 500 listeners, more than 1,000 listeners, more than 3,000 listeners that aren't even getting a nod, whereas a show with 28 listeners or 30 listeners is getting all these awards, and the show is god-awful. Sounds like Liberace's hosting the damn thing. It's got to go.
What are you talking about? Welcome back to another what are you talking of the about?
Comedy podcast. I'm Daniel
Day Douchebag.
Daniel Day Lewis.
Wow, Jesus. Todd, the Venom. Wow.
You don't even know, because I want to name our podcast Shows That Don't Suck Ass. That's the podcast Dibs. Awards.
Dibs.
Shows That Don't Suck Ass.
That's the name of our awards show.
That's good.
We're going to do it, too.
I'm ready for it.
It's going to happen. I'm frustrated by this.
You have no time, though.
Let me tell you something. Brad Westmar is a talented mofo. That's why I asked him to be here in the first place.
Thank you.
And plus, he's a nice guy.
Generally.
He's a pain, but I like him.
Always.
And I see a talent in Brad, and I genuinely enjoy being part of this show. I would rather listen to this show upside down in a crashed car than listen to Daniel Day douchebag talk about his crappy socks or his dentist who jumps on his forehead and gives him a damn lesson in oral hygiene. Because I am tired of hearing about his dentist. Buddy, you've got an oral fixation and we know why. You say you've got a wife, we know better. What's his name? Daniel Day douchebag. What's that Deborah douchebag? Really, David?
He talks like this so people don't realize it's David.
Oh, my God. Wow. Love it.
Can't take it anymore.
You know what's funny? You didn't used to be this way, and I credit Tim McClaws and McGriff. Mr. Griffey. Mr. I forget his real name. Griff. The Mighty Griff.
I've always been this way, but I just never let it go on the show.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Matt, do you have any comment?
Wow.
No.
Next week he's going to be on there. Yeah.
I would like to talk to you about eating my macaroni and cheese. I really enjoyed it with breadcrumbs. And then my dentist came over. And my dentist said, wouldn't that be better with tea bags?
No, it wouldn't.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
God, how many does he have?
And I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and this is vacuuming in my buttocks.
What is he doing? How many does he have?
He's calling him Daniel Day Lewis.
Daniel Day Doucher. What's he got over there?
What would Daniel...
He looks great in the new movie Lincoln.
Exactly. What would Daniel J. Lewis be like playing Lincoln? That's good.
Oh, God.
Fourscore.
Hello, welcome. Fourscore and 7 years ago. Please listen to my 73 podcasts.
It's more like this. Fourscore and 7 inches ago.
Seven, my God. More like three.
We are terrible. This is what, Matt, this is what I did not want to become.
I just want you to know my name is Daniel Day Douchebag, and I really want you to listen to my new show, Buttering Toast in the Raw.
Oh, God.
You started this.
I didn't mean to. It was so innocent a few weeks ago.
Jesus!
It was innocent, wasn't it?
Wow.
Kind
it's
of.
It's not even right. How the hell did that guy win anything?
All right. Time out. He hasn't won. He's only been nominated.
How the hell did he get it? Who the hell nominated him?
I don't know.
My grandma sent every day. I just sat at that computer.
He went to the bingo parlor.
If you guys will all do this, I'll do a little dance.
Oh, my throat hurts. I'm laughing so. Oh, my God, my throat hurts.
Oh, my God, my dentist loves my orifice.
You're getting very good at this. Oh, my God.
Jesus, and his co-hosts are just as bad.
I don't know about that. They're pretty good.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And that's really not Jenny, it's Jimmy down the street.
He's kind of, hey, I'm Jimmy. I'm Daniel Day Douchebag's wife.
All right.
The other guy's just as bad almost. Where'd he pull him out of?
You know, it's funny. Well, what do you think?
I listen to your voice. You got the cool radio voice going.
Thank you.
And then you got this guy. I couldn't even stand to listen to him for 3 seconds on the radio.
Here's what's funny about that, too. And I got to tell you this, because I've listened to a few other of these podcasts, and a lot of these people sound that way.
What about the podcast where you tune in and it's like this? Hi, welcome all y'all to the podcast this week. We're going to sit right here. We're talking to you about this movie we just went and saw.
Yeah.
I swear to you.
I know.
It really exists.
I know.
Like, where did the hills of Ozark shouldn't even be allowed the internet?
Kentucky can have podcasts.
Arkansas should have the internet banned.
They probably should.
It's wrong.
Todd. It's okay. I mean, because I know this.
I'm a Christian person.
So I know that you don't mean
anything.
I
was
of this.
Until I listened to Daniel Day Douchebag. Then I turned my soul to Satan.
All right. All right. Look, we got to regroup. We have to regroup. You're funny. This is good. There's no doubt.
Satanas.
There's no doubt that we need to regroup. Okay?
Oh, okay. I'm done.
Okay.
Matt,
are you ready to talk to my mom? Wouldn't that, I mean.
It would be better.
Yeah.
I've never heard Matt this quiet. He's scared.
Well, he can't get a word in edgewise either. So.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. Yeah. Are you okay, Matt?
I think I'm going to be all right.
Give me the phone number. Hold on. There it is.
It's on. Looking, it's on. There.
I like flinched. I like flinched when you started talking, Todd.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Okay, seriously.
I'm sorry, Matt. I'll talk like this.
I'm not
much better.
Disagreeing with you. I just can't do anything about it. Let's put it that way.
Jesus.
Let's take the break, okay?
Shows that don't suck. Coming soon on Jackalope Radio.
I'm in on that. If you want to do that, I'll help you with that. But, you know.
I'm for real.
It's up to you if you're for real, if you want to do that. Cereal's a Cheerio?
I'm for real as a Cheerio.
All right.
Whatever you just said.
Are you? Matt, take a break. Wait.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Are you ready now, Todd?
I'm ready whenever you are.
He was too busy going on a rant. Take a break. We will be right back.
Okay.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
It is the 21st century, the year is now, and the fate of all grillable meat is in the hands of one man sent back from the future to improve their flavor. That man is the Termarinator.
I am the Termarinator. I have come to marinate your meat.
This week at your local supermarkets, look for special prices on all Murphy marinades.
These prices are outrageous. All of the meats are saying it's time to marinate us.
Buy one Murphy's chicken marinade and get a pork ribs marinade absolutely free.
Hasta la vista, baby, back ribs.
But hurry, only available while stocks last.
I'll be back to marinate you.
Every few years, he quits and starts a new show so new people can hear his old stories. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Matt, and Todd here. We have regrouped, taken a few deep breaths. Thank you for that entertainment, Mr. Sheets. If you will, please, dial up my mama. Can we do that? Let's go ahead. We're going to get her on the horn here. You remember Mama. You've met Mama, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Just had a birthday.
She did?
Yep. We'll talk about that with her, too.
Oh, I hope she answers.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Hello. You acted like you weren't expecting me. How about that? We're doing our show. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. You don't need to
talk.
Watching Jeopardy. Good.
Yep.
Are these? Am I? I shouldn't be. I'm sorry that I'm interrupting Jeopardy. Is it okay that I'm interrupting Jeopardy?
Yes, I think I can make it.
Okay.
I can handle it.
Mom, it's great to have you on the show. Wonderful, wonderful. We'll get the applause in there. Yay! And
yay.
Mom, we've had you on some of my past shows before, and I want to let everybody know, we don't need to say the number if you don't want to, but you've just celebrated a very, very special day. It was your birthday, and you turned a very, very important age, but we don't have to tell people if you don't want to tell people how old you are or how young
you are. I don't mind.
You don't mind? Okay.
I'm feeling fine about it now.
Now, what? Were you not earlier?
Right, I was not earlier. I did not want to turn 70.
But you have turned 70.
Right, and I'm just fine.
Good. You don't sound like it, but that's okay.
I'm fine.
We could sing you happy birthday. Let's go ahead and sing her happy birthday, shall we, Todd? Matt?
Let's do it
right now. Okay. One.
It's been a whole week now, you know.
That's okay. It's a one and a two and a three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Matt's a second off.
Happy birthday, dear
Diane. Mom.
Westmar's mother.
Mom.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mom. Yay!
Thank you. I didn't know anybody could sing it that slowly.
Well, we're trying to drag this into a one-hour show, Mom. So
I see. Okay.
Such a nice backhanded compliment.
That's right. Mom, you remember Matt, right? Little Matt. Magic yeah. Matt. Magic Matt. Yeah, you remember Matt. Yep. Say hi to Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Brad's mom.
Magic Matt. Hi.
We're going to get... Mom, you remember, of course you remember Batman Todd. He's the good singer there in the background. You remember him? He's there.
Yes.
And, you know, in the past, I've asked you some questions about our life together as mother and son and things of the past to maybe dig a little bit deeper and see what you remember about the past. And, you know, the older you get, they say the less you remember, but I think you retain the important stuff, right?
Oh, yes. I'm sure I have.
I'm sure you have.
I'll tell you what. You remember if I don't.
Oh, that's true. I do.
You remember everything.
I remember all the stupid things, and that's what we actually talk about on the show. For example, let's warm up with this one. Remember my fourth grade teacher?
Yes.
Who was my fourth grade teacher?
She just passed away.
She did? She died? You just saw her recently. She died? You just saw her recently.
Yeah.
What was her name?
I can't remember. She had an artificial arm.
That is true. She had an artificial arm.
Oh, Mrs. Bergeson.
Yeah, Donna Bergeson died?
Yes.
You just ran into her recently at a theater or something.
It's been a couple of years ago at a Daniel O'Donnell concert, but it's been a couple of years ago now that I ran into her.
Well, I knew she must have been old if she was still alive anyway, because she was old back then. So
I had Mrs. B too.
Did you really? Did you really?
Yeah.
See?
Yep.
See?
She was awesome.
How about that? She was. She was fabulous. She was go ahead, Mom.
It took Brad about the first semester of school or the first 9 weeks of school to realize that she had an artificial arm.
that's the joke.
Perceptive.
He was kind of slow back then.
What do you mean just back then? Still kind of slow. Yeah, that was the joke.
That was so funny when you came home one day and announced this.
That's true. Did you know Mrs. Bergeson has? Yeah.
Well, she always had it long sleeves on her, you know, on her artificial arm. So I suppose it wasn't so noticeable.
Right. Well, for you know, a 9-year-old kid or whatever. I mean, you know, you're not checking out your teacher's arms usually, you know. So it was like the first 9 weeks I had no idea she had an artificial arm. So I'm sure Matt noticed it right away because you're so much more intuitive than I am.
Right. I knew before I even had her.
That's so ironic and coincidental that you have the same teacher. That's funny.
Yeah, she was one of my favorites too.
Yeah. What's that, Mom?
We'd been in Sioux City only a year and I don't think we really knew many of the teachers or anything.
Right.
Whereas you, Matt, weren't you raised in Sioux City?
Yep. Right down the hill from Washington, so.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
So, Mom, a few more questions for you. You did well on that one. I give you credit. I didn't know she was dead, so you got me there. here's one for you. How many times did you and Dad, growing up, try to put me in rehab? Do you remember how many times growing up did you try to put me in rehab? Just once? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Just once. Actually, you're right. Just once is correct.
Just once, that counselor.
Yeah. See, Mom and Dad were the kind that, and I get that now that I'm a parent, but back then, they freaked out. They thought that I was an alcoholic because I had a few beers every once in a while with my teenage friends, you know.
Well,
Matt,
you know,
how many times did you
say
do
I blame them?
Yeah, I know, because you never... I know.
You're a bad influence on me, so I can't argue with her.
It's terrible. That's terrible.
We had him talk to the youth pastor at church, too.
Yeah, the problem was that guy was a big weed smoker himself, see? So that didn't...
Oh, he was not.
Well, he
Brian Float?
Mom, you're naming the poor guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's over in Indonesia. He probably is not listening.
Well, how do you know, Mom? We're worldwide here. You know,
he is a missionary over there now.
You think they don't have weed in Indonesia?
Probably not. Well, probably not with him.
Okay.
You think?
Okay. I don't know, Mom. I don't.
He's a grandpa now.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. It's medicinal now.
That's true. And it's legal in other states. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Mom, there was also another place that you and Dad used to threaten to take me. Do you remember where that was?
I couldn't hear you. There was a...
phone beep?
A beep.
Is somebody calling in? No? Are you still there, Mama?
Yep.
Okay. Mom, there was someplace else that you guys always threatened to send me. Do you remember where that was? Aside from trying to throw me into rehab and Gordon Chemical in Sioux City, Iowa, where else did you threaten? Don't laugh. Where else did you threaten to drop me off when we were out of town?
Yeah, at Omaha at the boys and girls home down there, but I can't remember the name of it now.
Boys Town. You always threatened to drop me off at Boys Town.
Boys Town.
Yeah.
I know somebody else is trying to send her son there now too.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I do have to ask before. Go ahead, Mom. What's that?
I will not name her because
I don't. I'm not asking you to name her. That's okay. Okay. Matt, Todd, do you guys find it surprising that I was this much of a troubled child growing up? I mean,
not for one second.
Seems like a pretty nice lady to me.
Yeah. Now, Mom, tell them how the Boys Town threat backfired.
You guys, both of you boys wanted to stay there. We drove around there when we were in Omaha, and they thought that'd be a nice place to stay.
It's true. It's true.
We wanted to move away from home and go to Boys Town.
Was so excited because they had baseball fields. Like, this is great. You know, we can hang out here. Sure. Sure. So that kind of backfired on you, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, also, you've learned a little bit of a lesson over the years, although there are times when you still forget to do this. There's a rule that you and I, and even Dad, have had now for years, that I've told you, don't give people my home number, correct? Like, what'll happen is people, long-lost people, will call and ask.
And you don't want to talk to them.
I probably don't want to talk to them. So the rule of thumb, instead, Mom, what are you supposed to do now when people call up and say, hey, you got Brad's number? You're Brad's mom, right? Do you have his home number? Could I get his number? What are you supposed to do now instead?
I'm supposed to get their number and have you call them.
Yes. Yes, Mom. Very good. I'm actually, that deserves some more applause. Yes. 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 In fact, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it about a year ago that you accidentally gave my phone number out to somebody? And it actually became a topic on the show because he continually was asking me for money. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We won't mention his name because I don't think we ever mentioned his name. On the... Pardon me?
Was that just a year ago?
About a year ago. Yeah, a year and a half ago or so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, when you get to be my age,
I understand. Yeah, I understand. I understand. And here's what's really funny about that, Matt and Todd. The funny thing is, who started that rule, who called me constantly, it was our good friend Gay Ken. It was because of Gay Ken that I had to implement the rule. Yes, yes, yes. In fact, it was so funny because... one time after I'd moved down to Kansas City, and see, I knew Gay Ken lived in Kansas City, but I had no contact with Gay Ken. So I moved down to Kansas City, and poor Dad one time answered the phone, I think, and happened to mention to him, yeah, no, he doesn't live in Sioux City anymore. He lives in Kansas City, which Dad thought was a good way to get rid of him. Didn't realize that Gay Ken lives in Kansas City too. So that kind of lit a fire under Gay Ken. And
Kansas City's a little bit big, though.
Well, that's true. No, it's true. And for years, we didn't have any contact. And it was no big deal. Yeah, it was fine. But it was kind of funny and ironic. So, Mom, here's something else for you, too. We were talking last week on the show about TV shows that we all grew up watching that we remember. And I remember All in the Family always being on TV at Grandpa and Grandma's house and, you know, stuff like that, and how I didn't really appreciate the show till I got older. But it's kind of funny because I have a hard time talking about all the TV that I watched because I watched a lot of it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. We called you the mole.
See, there, that's double credit right there, Mom. You answered a question before I asked it. You want to tell people what you called me?
The mole.
The mole.
Because we had a family room down in the basement, and you stayed down there all the time and watched TV.
Mm-hmm. In the dark. Yeah.
In the dark, yeah.
The mole. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, to my credit, Matt, you can relate to this. When we got cable TV, I discovered WGN, I discovered the Cubs, I discovered Bill Buckner, and that's what I spent doing most of my summer afternoons, was watching Harry Carey and Steve Stone call Cub games.
So yeah. Me too. You can appreciate, I was right along with
you. Yeah, see, you can appreciate that. But then there was all the other stuff I watched. So, yeah.
You always watched that one sitcom, and you used to tape it all the time. I can't.
Growing Pains. Probably Growing Pains. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. It was one of my favorite ones growing up as a teenager. Definitely. Yeah. Also, Mom, do you remember? There's a lot of them, because the two things that I had going for me were, I had nothing going for me. Actually, I was fat. I had acne. I was blind. I had braces. I didn't have any game. Okay. And I love food, and I love to sit in the dark and watch TV, okay? So, Mom, desserts, okay? I didn't actually, it's funny that I love your mom's carrot cake so much, Matt. I love, you know, her carrot cake, because I didn't grow up eating carrot cake, but I grew up eating a whole bunch of other desserts. Mom, some of my favorite desserts, and let's be honest, you like those desserts too. Do you remember any of those particular ones?
Buster Bar dessert.
It's making me hungry. Buster Bar dessert. Tell people what that is. It's like a, you know what it is. It's got Oreo cookie crust.
Oreo?
Yeah.
Oreo cookie crust, ice cream, fudge sauce, and Spanish peanuts.
Yeah. Yeah. And some whipped cream on the top too, or not?
Yeah, you can put that on the top too. Why, sure. Might as well have that calorie. You can get the fat free and cool it. Put on it.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. How about another one that I like? Do you remember any other ones besides that one?
That really was your favorite.
That was my favorite, but there's one more that I'm thinking of, and I'll give you a hint. As Presley would say, it starts with a ruh, ruh. It's, though the color is ruh, ruh, red. It's red.
Red?
It's red. Red on top.
Dessert that's red?
Oh, yeah. We had a stupid name for it. We didn't call it cheesecake. We called it, Mom, cherry stuff. Cherry stuff. Cherry.
Oh,
cherry,
yeah.
Stuff.
Okay.
It was just cherry.
I like that. Did you say that?
Oh, did I ever love that?
It was.
Cherry cheesecake. Cherry stuff. Loved it. Yeah. Loved it. And the other one that comes to mind was...
But at that age, too, you didn't like the real cheesecake type one. It was the one that... It was the fluffier one that I used to
Well, that
to
could
make.
Be. I don't know. That could be.
Yeah.
But... And I also loved the pistachio dessert. The green stuff.
Yep, you did.
The green stuff.
Yes, you did. I'd forgotten that. Yeah.
Absolutely. So... my mom was the one who taught me how to like food, Matt. She's the one who got me fat over the years. And I joke with her about that. It was actually my fault, but...
That's what moms do.
They do.
They're always looking to fatten you up.
She didn't want the leftovers in the refrigerator, so she'd just give them to me. So...
She doesn't want to go to waste.
No.
That's exactly right.
I understand. Hey, Mama, go ahead. Yeah.
She didn't want to eat it herself, but you see, I was eating plenty back then, too.
I know you were a big girl there one time. Not anymore, though. You look great now, so that's all that matters. So,
well, you do too, dear.
Well, thank you so much. And Mom's going to be here, like, you know, shortly here for Thanksgiving, so it's going to be good to see her again and let her spend 4 straight days or 3 straight days with Presley so I can get some work done. So
you're counting down the hours, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Mom,
it sounds like it anyway.
Mom, remember, don't be fooled by the alcohol. A, you don't need to throw me into rehab, and B, Boys Town not so cool to me anymore. And also C, I get a lot more work done when I'm drinking a little bit of alcohol. So don't be fooled by it this weekend, okay?
Okay.
Trust me. I know what I'm doing.
All right.
Okay. One more thing I gotta mention to you just to get your reaction. We talked extensively about this on the show. Matt, remember my story about being snuffed as a 12-year-old?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Very much.
Yes. Mom, do you remember the story?
Being what?
Basically being shortchanged as a Little League baseball player. Remember that?
Oh, you mean not being on that team? The
All-Star team is what we call it, Mom. Team? Yes, yes. We call it the All-Star team. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, have you asked Chardell about it yet? Because as I've told people on the show, you are now friends with this woman who totally stiffed me off of her All-Star team. I'm waiting for you to talk to her about this.
I tell her every once in a while that she needs to talk to you about that.
Oh, really? Great.
Yes, I Great. Do.
How much does she know? Does she know the whole story?
She never picked for the All-Star team.
Oh, she does know it then. Good, good, good. How has her reaction been, if I may?
She laughed.
She thought it was funny too? This is not funny. Matt, please, do tell. This is not funny. This
She didn't remember.
But of course she doesn't. She's like 70. I really? How do you not remember that? How do you not remember that? How does she not remember me hitting the home?
Because it wasn't important to her.
Well, it should have been important to her because I hit a home run against her team. They kicked her ass, and then she still didn't pick me for the All-Star team. How do you not remember the towering?
That's why she didn't pick.
How do you not remember the freaking towering shot that I hit against Nick Dooley? How do you not remember that towering shot? Down the left field line, towering, okay? We're talking Mo Vaughnish, okay? That's Big Poppy, okay? Wait,
yep.
That's David Ortiz. Sorry. They're not the same guy. I always thought they were the same guy, but they're not the same guy. I always thought they were. Mo Vaughn, Cecil Fielder. Wait.
What's, nice Mo Vaughn reference.
What? Dave Kingman, you know?
Were you a lefty? You weren't a lefty.
No, you're right. I was.
Do you keep referencing lefty?
It was a Dave Kingman shot.
You know what? Yeah, you keep referencing lefty.
I know. What's Matt? That, Mama? Yeah, Mom.
What's that?
See how he doesn't let anything go.
Oh, I know. He's very traumatized by that event.
But no,
he talks about it all the time.
I know he is. I know it.
Mom, cereals at Cheerio here. How can you say I don't let anything go? I want you to listen very, very closely. I want you to listen. Nobody say a word. Listen to this 2 seconds and tell me that I really don't let anything go. Listen.
All right. Amy.
Mom, shh. You don't need to respond. Just listen. Shh.
This is Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
You're telling me that I don't let anything go. Huh?
You do.
Thank you.
You sure remember this. Well, you remember the All-Star game.
Do you not remember how important baseball was to me as a 12-year-old boy?
And to your father, was just as important to your father as it was to you.
I'll bet you dad remembers to this day, okay? He's not forgetting it. He remembered it. I guarantee it. And he knows how pissed I was, and I guarantee you he was just as pissed as I was to his dying day. Guarantee it.
I know.
And he's probably rolling over in his grave knowing that you're now friends with her, too, okay? Okay, Mom? Okay? What are you doing?
Hey, you know what? I need all the friends I can get at this age.
He still goes to the batting cage down there in Kansas City, and he just screams out Chardell with every pitch that he hits.
Chardell! I do. It's sad. It's sad. There are certain things that I do have a hard time letting go. So, I smell somebody's making coffee here. It's like Mom's here. I smell coffee. Somebody's making coffee. That's nice. Mom, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
So you can get back to Jeopardy, which is now over.
Now Wheel of Fortune's on.
Very good.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All the old people shows.
Yes. Yes. And Mom, what time's bingo tonight?
Bingo?
Yeah, what time do you go to bingo tonight?
I don't know where they're playing bingo tonight.
Okay.
I don't play bingo anymore.
But
I went down to the casino today.
And how'd that go
today
for you?
Today was free $5. Well, I played until I lost it.
And Mom, how fast did you lose it?
took about an hour.
Wow.
Not I had bad. A pretty good machine.
Not bad at all.
No.
Okay. Good for you. Well, Mom, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's give her some more applause.
Thank you,
Mom. Looking forward to seeing you here very soon.
Okie dokie. I'm looking forward to seeing you and your daughter.
And my wife, too?
Yeah, and your wife, too, of course.
That was a delay.
Most important.
I
your daughter's more important.
She's more important than all of us.
I know.
Mom, love you. Okay. Travel safe. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye bye.
Bye bye, guys.
Bye.
And also Hersey.
Goodbye.
Okay.
She's my favorite guest.
Isn't she something?
I love it.
I'll tell you what, you know, you get her going and she will just tell. I mean, she told a couple of those stories before I even had a chance to even lead her into them. You know,
it's you can see where you get it from.
Yeah, you can. You really can. She does. She tells the stories the way I do sometimes. So,
mm-hmm.
And my dad was just as long of a storyteller himself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
My mother had to go to the dentist.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Take the break, because I've got some great, I got more news clips, and I know you guys love these. I love these. Let's take a break. Let's come back, and we'll do some of those before we close the show. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hey, Sheila, you're looking well.
Thanks, Tom. It's probably because I just went to McGuarty's Hotel somewhere in the Midlands.
Oh, McGuarty's Hotel somewhere in the Midlands. I heard they do a lovely duvet.
They do a lovely duvet at McGuarty's Hotel somewhere in the Midlands, and for only €49 a minute.
€49 a minute at McGuarty's Hotel? That's amazing.
It is amazing. McGuarty's Hotel somewhere in the Midlands is nearly always amazing.
Book now and duvet it up at a special McGuarty weekend break for only €49 a minute.
What are you doing, Tom?
I'm tearing up my duvet and going somewhere in the Midlands for McGuarty's hotel break.
Why do you have your duvet in the office?
Why not go for a weekend break at McGuarty's Hotel somewhere in the Midlands? Call us and book now.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. What'd you say?
I said we're almost 50 minutes in.
Oh, thank you. I know that. I got that.
Oh.
I appreciate that.
Never know with you.
It's a nice guy. I know. You do know with me. I know. Look, I might not follow the show notes, but I can tell time. Okay? Can. It's all good. Matt, do you smell coffee?
No, I smell smoke.
Who's smoking?
The tax office upstairs, I swear they just, instead of going outside to smoke, they just smoke in the landing up there.
Probably.
It smells like a stinking bowling alley.
Hate that.
Back in the day, you know, when you could smoke in a bowling alley.
Exactly. No kidding. You can't smoke anywhere now, and God bless them, I love it. But some people still have pot smoker laughs. But that's okay. Let's go ahead and play some of these. I like them. You like them. We all like them. Let me get this thing set up so I can pause it in between here. Let's see. Click, pauses, playback. Here are some more news clips. There might be one or two we've heard before, but for the most part, a lot of these should be new. Here we go.
President Obama speaking from the East Room of the White House, telling the nation and the world President Obama is in fact dead. It was a U.S.-led Osama bin Laden is dead, a strategic operation.
Oops. Man in West Virginia faces assault charges after police say he passed gas in Fantasy. The officer, don't laugh. After the man was already arrested for DUI, according to police reports of St. Cruz, he didn't even get through this.
He passed the gas so loudly, the officer said it was, quote, very odorous and created contact of an insulting or provoking nature.
Obama and top lawmakers are working to come up with a budget agreement so they can raise the amount of money that our country can borrow.
Oops. That's of course the clip where the lady was crushing the grapes and she fell out of the bucket and landed on her head or her face, and she was making these noises, and that's what these noises are that she made after she fell out of the bucket.
Ow, 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 stop, oh, stop, oh, 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 I can't breathe, stop.
Sheriff's deputies arrest a man who they say has more pussy than he can handle. I'm Kathleen Corso with that story coming up on Channel 6 Action News.
To the tsunami survivors. Well, she lost
her tittle, thanks to a few her title.
We've heard that one.
Oh, God. Oh, the internet, what they're going to do with this one. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Royce Evans for the Channel 6 10 o'clock news.
Oh, this is funny. So I can't rewind it, I don't think, but that was a lady in her news voice, okay? And then she, a little bit of a pause as they turn the camera off, and then she says this.
We get out of this joint.
So they welcome some of the panel's recommendations, but money will be a key factor as to whether or not they'll be implemented. But one thing money can't buy is your mama. She's for free, and everybody knows it. Robert Gilmartin, News Center 7, Sweetwater.
I think they jack with him on the teleprompter there, and he just read right through it. You know? Thank God we don't have to work teleprompters here. It'd be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C., and also at the Penis Museum in Santa Rosa.
Architecture. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, this seaport's a lot more than just shopping.
Now, this one is a gal is talking to a guy during some kind of an event, and there's some guy that just keeps getting behind the shot and waving, and so this reporter chick gets fed up with them. So
I mean, it's a neighborhood.
It's not that big of a deal what she does here, but it's on here. So
neighborhood, and there's so many different places you can hang out. You can just come and be by the water.
All
you
right.
can take a boat.
If you could stop waving for a second.
In KCLA Morning News recently, this big showdown between the city's two bells and
all. I love
we
it.
We have a hot cock. Cocoa.
Like the soy milk.
Right.
You know, the rice milk.
Yeah. Why not?
Listen
what else are we going to call it? Soy juice? You can't do that.
Soy jism.
Oh, they're talking my language.
Can you believe that? What else are you going to call it?
Todd.
And Todd, shut up. The soy jism. Really?
Oh, Lord.
And it's funny because I need to get back to that clip.
Toss it back to you guys. And Aaron, again, congratulations on your big Hooters. Hoosiers win.
You said what?
Wow, that was a slip of the tongue.
What was that again?
The Hoosiers who won.
Jeez, you know, I need to get back to that other one. And we'll get back to that one in a minute here. So.
YouTube.
Yeah, that's anyways, yeah, that'll be a YouTube one time. Say,
yeah. Northwest began serving peanuts this month. Georgia is the top peanut producing.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep f***ing that chicken.
Okay, I'll do it.
Tanya Mosley is live at the park where protesters are set to pinch tits.
Tickets online at Pick a Dick. Pick?
Oh, no. Well, you're thinking about sausage. So.
Jeez. Isn't that crazy? That's the end of it. I need to figure out if I can fast forward. Let's see here. Click, pauses, playback, lock volume. Blah, 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 blah. Default. Blah, blah. This thing is so... I love this thing, and I hate this thing all at once. The one that I honestly... There was one good thing about the old show. The software that I found that was a freebie on there was even better to play the music on, to play the clips on. This just isn't working right. Yeah. I can't get back to that one. But I will tell you what happened. When she said soy jism... You can hear... And you can see him on the video, but if you listen closely, which... I can't do that right now, but if you listen closely, you hear him go, he just sighs. He kind of sighs and shakes his head when she says that. He was a little bit disappointed in her. She must be one of those people that just doesn't know how to shut their mouth. Yes. Yes, Todd. Oh, you? Yeah. That's a good point. Here, let me throw something at you. There we go.
Okay. Ouch.
Here's a few more.
I'm so pale.
Oh, that was pretty funny. This gal is she doesn't realize she's on the air, and so she says that here. Let's see, I so pale, she says.
I so pale. You're on air. Today, snow is crippling much of the Washington lowlands. 1 of 3 inches of snow fell in Seattle and other areas.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop.
This is good. We got to keep this one on the show. I'm going to start this all over again. I guess I can't. She says she woke up in the morning to get a cold pop.
Pop? And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now, the storm will stop to the north and east as we move into tomorrow afternoon. So,
While the day could start cloudy and a little showery, we actually should see plenty of sunshine as we move into the afternoon. And that's going to allow... Oh, son of a bitch. Why is this happening?
Oops. I guess the game just ended. It ended in a tie. This is what my producer is telling me right now. Oh, there you go. There's the score. 89 went down to the wire. 21 seconds left. Ended in a tie.
Yeah,
yeah.
See it
okay.
In my britches.
Okay, let's do it. One, two, one, two, three.
I got see it in my britches.
So, just so bunch of kids singing something here. And this guy doesn't know what to say, so he says a bunch of stupid, inappropriate things.
I was wondering what was in your britches. All this time, it was spirit. Okay, that's what I'll tell my wife next time when she complains. All right, thank you. After the Mexican.
More teens are having luck, finding summer jobs.
Crazy. Yeah, that's it. Now let's get...
I'm so pale.
I want to do something here. I want to get through this one here. I have an idea.
Today, snow is crippling much of the Washington lowlands. One of three...
Okay, Todd, I don't need you to do anything on this. You're going to hear something you're used to, but don't say anything. Okay? Here we go.
3 inches of snow fell in Seattle and other areas.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Yeah. No damn. Yeah. I dig it. I dig it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I love it. Now, I've also got some other great clips. I got two or three of them here. They're just not... Judge Judy, Judge Joe Brown... And, you know, these shows, I should have been a judge because sometimes these judges say the right things and sometimes they say stupid things. Like here's one for you from the smart-ass kid.
...civil matter to me. Otherwise, go and we'll have another Superior Court judge handle your case where they will attach you and garnish your wages. Do we understand each other, Mr. Miller?
Excuse me?
Do we understand each other?
Yes, miss. We understand each other.
Perfect. What's your pleasure, Mr. Miller?
My pleasure?
Yes.
Me? Anything extreme is my pleasure. Boating, snowboarding, motorcycles. That's what I like to do.
I think, Mr. Miller, that what we're going to do is we're going to let you go back to small claims court or Superior Court to deal with this matter. Case is dismissed without prejudice. You may go and file someplace else because this smart mouth is not staying here. That's all.
Judge Judy was disappointed in that guy.
It sounds like it.
Now... This gal is a little bit longer. This, do you remember when that model, was it Miss America or Miss Teen Universe or something, she talked about, she answered a question like really weird and dumb, and I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
5 or 6 years ago. Well, that's kind of what this is like, okay?
I saw Jen crouching down by the pool with her iPhone in her left hand, but I didn't see her iPhone. I came at her from...
You saw her crouching down with her iPhone in her left hand, but you didn't see her iPhone.
She was holding her iPhone. Okay, she was crouching down by the pool like this.
No.
Yeah, you were.
And?
And I came at her, I pushed her in the pool. She was wearing her bathing suit. I saw her back. Her bathing suit was on. Because when she got out of the pool, I saw her belly button ring, and that's how I remember it. And it wasn't malicious at all. I had no idea she had her iPhone. I felt awful after it happened.
Well, you felt awful. That means you pay for it if you feel awful.
Well, I mean, it was the atmosphere of the party. We were all pushing each other in.
She didn't push anybody in.
No.
Grow up. You make a mistake, that's what you have to do. Make a mistake, you did something wrong, you negligently ruined her iPhone, you have to pay for that. It's as simple as that. Isn't that rocket science? What is rocket science?
Rocket science is when the scientists find out things about space. I think.
See, how does a girl know to use the word amnesty within her explanation and yet answer rocket science like that? Strange.
It's the science of rockets. Everyone knows that.
I Exactly. And I'll leave you with this one from Judge Joe Brown. Unfortunately, this is where Judge Joe Brown may have gotten a little bit of a taste of his own medicine from a guy. And we'll go ahead and close with
what
this.
What in the world do you mean, son, by saying he knew how unorganized I was?
Perhaps that was not the best way of putting it.
You
but...
put it in writing and you were 22 and a college student.
Well, I'm planning on leaving the country anyway, so I don't... On this matter, I'd just like to say that myself and my roommate, we've been living together now for, 6 months? We even dated sisters in high school.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Boys can be boys, but at some point in time, you have to become men.
But surely there's a young adult phase in which there's room for errors.
It's amazing. Now, you see, if somebody were to jack you up for being so obnoxious, you'd get the idea.
That's nice. Nice job. Way to hold your composure there, Judge Joe Brown. Threaten the kid.
Yeah.
You know, that's sad. But the guy had a point. The kid was answering everything. He just had an answer for everything. And yeah.
Sometimes that's just not the best answer for everything.
You hope that your kids don't grow up that way. You know?
I hope not.
You hope that
they won't. They won't.
Yours probably won't. Mine might. But
yours might.
You never.
Get
this turned off here. I can't even turn this damn thing off. Damn it! Is that how you say it? Damn it! Damn it!
There it
are we
is.
Are we gonna go ahead and start the awards then? Is that right?
We are.
I don't believe it.
It's going to happen. I gotta get
what's going to happen sooner? Do I get my T-shirt from last year's Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football? Oh, we didn't do an update again. That's okay. We'll do it next time. Or will I see my name in lights for a podcast award? What are we going to call them again? Podcasts that don't suck? Or what'd you say?
It's shows that don't suck ass.
That's right. Shows that don't suck ass.
Emphasis on
ass. That's right. Three things, Magic Matt. Do you have some?
I do. Number one, let me be the first to express how entertaining and frightening it was to hear once again from Todd Unplugged.
Yes. Love it, though. Yeah.
Number two, the quote of the week is from Brad's mom. Brad was a little slow back then.
True.
Number three, the more I learn about Brad's childhood, the more he reminds me of Will Ferrell's character in Step Brothers.
Not good. It's not good at all. Not good. Magic Matt, thank you very much for your three things. Thank you for joining us. And have your mom get that carrot cake ready, because I'll be there in about 5 weeks or so.
She'll be thrilled. And she needs to work on a little bit. It was a little light on the frosting last time.
Oh.
So this will be give her a good chance to redeem herself.
All right. Cannot wait. Looking forward to that. Definitely. Have a great Thanksgiving with the family. I'm sure I'll be in touch in the near future. I don't even know who plays tomorrow. I know the Cowboys play and the Lions play, but I'm not sure who either one of them play.
Cowboys play the Redskins. Okay. Lions play the Texans. And then there's a night game, Patriots-Jets.
Patriots, Jets. Mark Sancho. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Okay, I should end the show now. I'm kind of spacing off. Todd, thank you very much as usual. Appreciate it. Matt, we love you. Take care. Stay in touch. I'm Brad. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I just want to say thank you for coming tonight. And if you did not, that's probably good because my mom was on the show. Talk to you next week. Good night.